Reformed Church.
Something to keep in mind when we're learning various truths. It came to mind because pre-service I was teaching on that we're able to enter into Jesus' full perfection in this life, his full perfection, right? I mean, I'm talking about in your mind, in your body, walking in Jesus' resurrected form in your body on this earth, right? Not wait till Jesus comes back, not wait till heaven, not wait till, like, I'm talking about in full perfection. I've never heard someone say perfection before. You know, outside this church, people will talk about receiving from God and healing and this and that, but perfection I'm talking about. You can walk in that, and it's not a hard thing, it's an easy thing. It's something that just takes time and learning. But regardless of what doctrine you want to apply this to, I just wanted to encourage you with this, that you have to be willing to take the persecution that comes with teaching the truth. Because if you are not willing to take the persecution that comes with teaching the truth, then you will let go of the truth to avoid the persecution. It's important. John 10:30, I just looked it up before, but Mark 10:30. Jesus speaks about how in this life and in the next, that there's blessings that come with basically seeking him instead of seeking the things of this world. But it says with persecutions. Because to this day, Jesus, even in his glory, is persecuted, right? Even to this day, people didn't stop hating Jesus just because he ascended, right? People hate Jesus today. And hatred of Jesus doesn't necessarily just mean that they say out of their mouth they hate Jesus, but hatred of Jesus even, it just is opposing what he stands for. And so Jesus persecuted today. Mind you, he's in his glory. He's not hurt by it emotionally or physically. He's protected from any harm that someone might will against him as a person. So that describes our inheritance, seeing as everything that Jesus has in his glory, we look at that as a mirror according to 2 Corinthians 3:18. We do see somebody who is persecuted, but we see someone who is enjoying pleasures forevermore with the Father, so that's our inheritance also. But I will say, if you want to enter into the glory of God, if you want to teach that to other people, or even if you just want to believe it for yourself, you have to know that baked into the pie of your inheritance and the glory of Jesus and all the truth that comes with it is persecutions. And again, persecutions, as I just defined, does not mean, when I say take the persecutions, I'm not talking about the vulnerability or something, as if we are vulnerable to hurt or in people's criticism that they can destroy our livelihood or destroy our ministry or destroy it. Like, no, we have power to wealth. People cannot destroy your livelihood unless you let them, by convincing you in your mind that they can do that, okay? Because that's the only way someone could destroy your livelihood, is if they stole somehow the truth of power to wealth out of your mind or kept you from knowing it. So we have protection on all sides. We have all these things. So when I say take persecution, I'm just talking about people hating us or opposing us for these things. You have to be willing to take the persecution. Know it's baked into the pie and say, yep, if I teach that I can walk in all of Jesus' glory, even bodily, and I can walk in these things on this earth right now, or whatever doctrine you want to apply it to, that's just the application I was making. But if I want to go forward in this truth, I have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm willing to take the persecution and hatred from other people that comes with that in order to lay hold on what you want me to lay hold on. But you will never lay hold on what God wants you to lay hold on in your life. And for starters, you will never even lay hold on the truth of these various different things unless you first count the cost and say, yep, it's worth that persecution, hatred from somebody else, to walk into everything that the love of God provided to me. Entering into the way that God loved you and the way he provided for you is going to cause enmity from the world against you, and you just have to know from the get-go, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with all the persecutions that come from other people and all the opposition that comes from other people when I begin to know this truth. But I will leave you with this last thing. If you read Mark chapter 4, Luke chapter 8, Matthew chapter 13, it's all the parable of the sower. It says that the word of God is choked out when persecutions come into our mind. Not that persecutions by themselves can interfere with the word of God, but when you let persecutions in your mind and you start caring about these things and you start caring what people think, that will choke the word of God out. That's my biblical, one of the biblical bases, if that's even a word, for what I'm saying here, that if you are not willing to accept the persecution that comes with teaching certain things and speaking certain things and living out certain manifestations of the glory of God, you will let it go. You will let it go. Because if you're going to try to avoid persecution all your life, you will hit it if you are learning the truth. In fact, you haven't learned the truth enough if you haven't hit persecution yet. Okay, I'll tell you that. Either you haven't had exposure to anybody, or you haven't learned the truth quite enough if you haven't hit opposition to things that you've said or lived out before. So I just want to encourage you with that, and it is an encouragement, because God has somewhere He's calling you. God has things He wants to show you. God has everything that Jesus received in His resurrection He wants to bring you into. He's calling you into that, but He's warning you ahead of time. Just so you know, people aren't going to like what you're doing, and you have to be okay with the fact that people aren't going to like what you're doing, and you just keep going and receiving from the Lord, and nothing can stop you, actually, from receiving from the Lord, but you can stop you, though. Your care for what other people say, that can stop you. In fact, I'm not even going to say can. It will stop you. You may not even realize all the ways that that is actually hindering your progress, but when you care what someone else thinks about, you know, what you're doing between you and Jesus, this is about you and Jesus. This is not about anybody else. This is not even about your fellow people, you know, that you're sitting in a row with right now. You have to be willing to leave other people behind, too, and say, Lord, if you're calling me into this, I don't care if anyone else wants to go. I'm going. You have to say that. And if you can't say that, if you can't say, you know what, my husband, my wife, the people in my family, my immediate family, if they don't want to go, Lord, I'm going anyway. And I don't care what kind of division it causes my household. I don't care what kind of turmoil it causes in my household, because truthfully, the turmoil is really coming from their unbelief, not your belief, right? But it's just turmoil won't start, though, until you start believing. Then it brings to light their unbelief, you know. It flares up. But that has to be worth it to you. The Bible says that your enemies will be those of your own household if you believe the truth, and they don't. You have to be willing to say, you know, I'm going, Lord, because you called me into it, and you're more important than my family. That has to be a thing. God's more important than your family. You know why? Because no one else has ever loved you the way that God has. Not to mention the fact that if your family ever has any hope of learning the truth, it certainly is not going to be helped by you backing off of it. You pursuing the truth is actually what's going to give them a fighting chance of actually learning the truth for themselves. But you have to be willing to say, you know what, Lord? Compared to you, nobody else matters. Compared to you. I'm talking about even people in this church right here. I'm not saying that someone sitting next to you doesn't disagree or does disagree with the things that you believe, but you have to be willing to say, though, Lord, if you call me, then your word matters, and no one else's word matters when it comes to something you're telling me. Submission to your husband, or you know, love for your wife, those things do not trump you learning the truth. If your husband tells you, well, I don't want you going to that church, or I don't want this, you know what you do? You go to that church. And you say, I respect you, I love you, but you know what? I got to do what the Lord's calling me to do. And that's the nice way of saying it. Ultimately, in your heart, you got to know, who are you compared to the Lord? You may not have to say it that way, but actually, who are you? If God is calling me into this truth, and my only obedience before God is called the obedience of faith, and you're going to try to stand between me and the only rule God's ever given me, ever, that's not going to happen. I'm going to pursue the truth. And whether it's me and my house or whether it's just me, I'm going to go, even at the expense of relationships and things like that. That's what I'm going to do. And so if you don't make it up in your mind, I'm stopping right here. If you don't make it up in your mind that you're pursuing the truth just at all costs, I'm not talking about being negligent of your responsibilities or something like that. I'm just talking about people's opposition. And if you don't have it first and foremost in your mind that I'm doing this at all costs, then people will stop you, and they'll slow you down. You'll soften up your speech. You won't even realize when you're doing it, but the Bible says, how can you believe who seek honor from one another and not seek the honor that's from God? That's in John chapter 5. How can you believe? I said how? Because you can't believe. If you're seeking honor that comes from somebody else, that is stopping you. It is hindering you. You have to actually make up your mind to say, you know what, Lord, you're more important. And any reputational damage they try to bring against you, the Lord will reward you openly, Matthew chapter 6 says. Any financial damage someone tries to do to you, the Lord has given you empowerment toward wealth, and He'll add all these things to you, right? Any kind of physical harm that someone might even try to do toward you, first of all, you should be separating yourself from that. That's wisdom. But any even physical harm that someone might try to bring against you, we have promises from the Lord that we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, and we have redemption from even the hurt in this world. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So I'm just saying, we got stuff, we're covered, but you need to make it up in your mind that that's okay with me, Lord. It is okay with me for people not to like me. And even for the, as a church, you know, we're with this whole thing and the move and all the stuff and want exposure with more people, that has to be okay with them. So, you know, we're going to preach boldly, boldly. Explaining ourselves, sure, giving everybody the, you know, the benefit of a good explanation of what we're saying, but boldly declaring the word of God. And if someone doesn't like it, that's the beautiful thing about this church. It's voluntary, right? You don't have to come if you don't want to, but we're going to teach the truth, and come hell or high water, that's the way it's going to be. Because if God calls us to something, then we're going in, right? That's the way that it is. So no nonsense. That's what you have to have in your mind, right? You love people, but no nonsense.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.